This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We've been jamming today, Leroy. Jamming today. Welcome back to the Tobin Leroy Show. Final hour of the show. First show of the new year. You ended the year with Frog Boy. You started the year with Frog Boy. You're welcome. Now I'm going to go disappear in a cave for quite some time. Good luck finding me for the next 30 days. It is a football Friday, so let's update you on some moves made by the Dolphins. We talked about the Troy Aikman acquisition earlier. But
that's really – that got – I want to say that – has some impact on the guys on the field, but not much.
Well, an impact that remains to be seen following this recent pickup is the addition of Michigan running back and former College Football 25 cover athlete Donovan Edwards. He has signed with Miami Dolphins. After 4 years at Michigan, 2,251 yards, 19 touchdowns. He also added 86 receptions for 797 yards. You say that's weird?
You have to understand, when Corum left, Everybody thought he was going to be better than Corum.
Yes.
And it just went nowhere. So
it did not. Yeah, it did not go where it was supposed to.
He didn't get drafted as high as he thought, and I'm always saying it's weird. I couldn't figure out. It's hard to figure out why. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he went undrafted. Bless you. Yeah, like I said, he was a cover athlete on the College Football 25. So, you know, he had everything rolling for him. Went undrafted. Had a stint with the Jets. And we recently picked him up off of the Commanders practice squad, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
And as
maybe he needs to be a little bigger. He might be a little small, but yeah, like that. You know me, I've always said size and running tough don't go hand in hand. How big you are or how small you are don't determine how tough you are as a running back.
Yeah.
So we tend to look at size and determine, oh, he's a tough runner, and that's not the case at all.
Well, they got him listed at 5'11", a little bit over 200 pounds. Devon Achane battling a shoulder injury, not practicing today. Mike McDaniel says usually when they don't practice Friday, they don't play Sunday. But
can I ask you a question?
Yep.
I'm going to tell you this, and I want all you guys to understand this.
Yes.
This has nothing to do with football.
Okay.
I wonder how many of these guys that are not playing or close to substantial bonuses.
Incentives.
Correct. Go look around the league. The Raiders just did it.
Yeah.
There's a couple of guys who have done it. So a couple of teams have done it. Go look at the incentives of all the guys who may or may not play or that are on the injury report, and then holler at me.
Yeah, no, it totally makes sense from an owner's standpoint, for sure. But I also see the opposite side of the spectrum. I do see some guys fighting to get those last bit incentives.
Yeah.
Chubb. Of course. Chubb got 2 sacks last week to cash in on some incentives. So that's solid. That's all you have to play for at this time is your money, because you're not playing.
I was really impressed at the bounce back of Chubb. Right? Would you say that was like?
I was impressed by that. He's gone next year, but
how you know?
We need to.
He might want to stay.
Is he going to take a pay cut?
He already did. He's not making that big money. He already took a pay cut last year.
You're totally right. He totally did take a pay cut.
So how much? you know, how much more money he's going to get going somewhere else at his age.
True.
Might be more incentive and more comfortable to sit here.
Yeah, we need him, honestly, at this point. He is one of the bright spots of our team, which we discussed.
Well, yeah, he got a weird incentive that's worth $5 million this last game.
Ooh.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah.
I don't know what the incentive is. I can look it up.
Bradley Chubb has more than $4 million in incentives tied. Slight improvement in points allowed.
Oh, the Dolphins, right.
Yeah. Dolphins defensive end Bradley Chubb agreed to cut his pay in March. The new deal included an incentive package based on playing time and sacks. There's an important catch, though, as Omar Kelly explains. In order to get any of that extra money, the Dolphins have to finish in the top 20 of all NFL teams in points allowed. Currently, the Dolphins are 22nd with 24.6. The Falcons are 21st with 24. And the Browns are ranking 20th at 23.7. So less than 1 point. Less than 1 point separates these teams. So a blowout.
If they pitch a shutout, he'll get it.
Correct. A blowout for the other teams or a shutout for our team. And that essentially gives him the incentive.
So how much you want to bet? Because it really doesn't matter whether he plays or not, that he'll play. No. You see what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. An additional 1.5 sacks gets him extra $900,000. Would unlock, yeah, $900,000. And Chubb, who's participated in 71% of the defensive snaps, would earn a playing time percentage of $3.5 million. For his current sacks, he'd get another $1.25 million. So he has a realistic shot at a total of $5.15 million if all of this goes away.
$5.15 million is not a thing.
$5.15 million?
Nobody says $5.15 million. Nobody says that, dude. Stop.
I'm doubling down. I think they do. No one says 5.15. So mouthy.
Nobody says 5.15 million.
Yeah. No, everyone says that.
No, they don't.
When they sign
you
a contract.
Sound ridiculous.
All right, when they sign a contract, though, they're like, they don't say 1.5. Look at that.
No, they go, he's got 23.1 million or 23.
So I say 4.25, 4.35. I keep going like that.
Correct. Correct.
I think you're wrong about this.
I'm not wrong, dude.
Oh, I think you're wrong.
Nobody has said.
That's what they say.
Nobody said 4.15.
Yeah.
You sound ridiculous.
Like the way, like when it's just smooth when it comes out of your mouth right there. 4.15.
Are we going to get to animal noises?
Yes, indeed. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back.
we've said that 5 breaks.
You know, we got to keep people waiting, man. We got to keep people waiting for the good stuff. And I gave Tobin extra time. He said he was with the wifey at Target. But I told him, hey, if you're going to pop on, it would be for animal sounds. So I'm going to put out the bat signal. But whether or not he comes, we're coming back with the best game in Tobin and Leroy history. Guess that animal coming up next on Tobin and Leroy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's classic, Leroy. That is called House of the Rising Sun by The Animals. And do you know why I picked that song, Leroy? Because it's time now for Guess That Animal! Yeah. All right, Leroy, I have the animal sounds. I got the animal clips. I got everything that you need, dude. But I know that you're not going to be ready, Leroy. I'm familiar with your work in this game. But we will give it a shot. We will do what we came here to do. Let's start off. Are you ready for sound number one?
I'm ready. Sounds like a motorcycle.
Does indeed sound like a motorcycle. There will be some inanimate objects that are thrown in here to throw you off, Leroy. To keep
okay.
you on your toes.
Did I get multiple choice?
Yes, you do. We'll hear it one more time. Is that a tortoise? Is that a boar? Or is that a koala?
Harvey and Richie. That's Leroy's toes seeing each other in the shower.
Okay. Okay. What are we doing here?
That's just bad.
Here, one more time.
All right. A tortoise, a boar.
Tortoise, boar, or koala?
I'm going to go tortoise.
All right. Because
they make mad noises when they're... Yeah. Tortoise.
All right, he picks tortoise. Is that the correct answer? Incorrect. Animal number one. Koala. A koala, Leroy.
Don't you know? Does a koala have no teeth?
This one does. Maybe a little bit old, huh? Maybe a little bit old. An aging koala.
Don't they have chlamydia?
They're horny. They're horny animals, according to Tobin, who recently was at a zoo, I think, or something like that. How often does this guy go to the zoo?
I don't know.
It's like he loves
they
his
love
kids.
The zoo. That's some old intangible stuff, too.
The zoo?
Yeah.
All right, let's keep it going. Sound number two, Leroy. Here it is.
Any particular reason why they got to play love music behind them?
I don't know why there's love music behind them. It's supposed to be scary
Wait,
and spooky.
Fins Up says, how does Leroy know that fact? Because I do a show with Tobin.
Yeah, yeah. No, Tobin has shared that fact. They are carriers of the STD. They're gross. But one more time, Leroy. Let's see if you can hear that sound. One more time.
Sounds like some kind of bird.
Okay, well, is it a deer? Is that a falcon? Or is that a dog?
I'm going to go falcon. Because you just threw bird in there because I said bird. I'm going to be quiet next time because I'm making myself fail this test by giving you suggestions.
Yes, indeed. Because I did not come prepared with other answers. So what is your final answer?
Falcon.
Falcon, and the correct answer is? A deer, Leroy.
A deer?
A roe deer. Aren't you familiar
well,
with you
didn't that's hear? Why deer, listen, if you a deer and you in the woods making that noise, that's why you getting shot.
I can imagine just being out there to hunt and seeing a roe deer and it making that yelping, disgusting whine.
All right, fine.
0 for 2.
Of course.
0 for 2, Leroy. 0 for 2. Not looking good thus far. Not looking good, but I got faith. I got faith. This next one's going to be easy peasy for sure.
Which means it's not.
Easy peasy for sure. Is that a crying baby? Is that some sort of bird? Or is that a monkey?
That's a crying baby.
Crying baby. Is that a bird or is that a monkey, Leroy? Your final answer?
baby.
It does sound like a baby. It does sound like a clear, like I hear like a clear cry.
That's a baby. Nobody goes, hey, they don't cry like that. Only babies cry like that.
Okay, only babies do cry like that, Leroy. Only babies cry like that unless you are playing the game. Guess that animal. Incorrect yet again, Leroy. Let us check out what is making that sound. That is the lyrebird. L-Y-R-E. The lyrebird, Leroy. Are you familiar with that lyrebird's work?
You don't even know what the hell a lyrebird is. What it do? What does it do? Where's it from?
Tell some lies, I'm assuming. Like, it mimics. That's why it's called the lyrebird.
Oh, so it's like a parrot.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, so I'm a lyrebird.
At some point in time, somebody had a crying baby around this lyrebird in this reek. So it is a baby.
Well, that is.
If you repeat a noise, then it ain't your noise.
Look, I can't. Because I say certain words doesn't make me a certain ethnicity, am I right?
You don't speak Spanish. Nobody would ever guess you're Latino.
Okay, well, you know, because this bird speaks baby cry doesn't make it a baby.
That's unfair.
Okay.
That's unfair because you got one animal making a noise like another animal because he repeats noises. Mm. You can't then say that it's its original noise. That's mimic sounds. That is correct.
Okay, look, you know, we'll throw that one away, Leroy. I understand. Yeah. I understand. We'll throw that one away. I completely get it. Sometimes these animal sounds can get the best of you. So we're just going to move on. We're going to keep it going. We got two more. It's an opportunity to redeem yourself. You are not 0-3. You're only 0-2. We threw that last one away. We can end this season at 500. Leroy, are you ready for sound number 4?
Yep.
Here one more time.
Any guesses?
All right. Is it a sheep? Is it a baby calf? Or is it a cheetah?
I'm gonna say cheetah.
You said a what?
Cheetah.
A cheetah.
It sounds like the other two, so I'm going to just say cheetah because I don't know what a cheetah sound like and it sounds crazy.
Okay, so at this point, you're not going off for what you think it is. You're going off for the opposite of what you think it is just because of how the game's going.
Yeah.
Well, Leroy, that's an interesting, game plan there, and it has led you to a correct answer, Leroy!
That's it. I got it. I'm going with my second choice now. I'm not trying to be too logical with it.
Yeah.
I'm just, look, throw out the obvious.
Yeah. Leroy has figured out the defense. Leroy
I'm 1-2. I have a chance to be 500.
A chance at redemption, Leroy. Let's go ahead and play it.
Oh my God.
That was very sharp. Very sharp.
If I heard that in the woods, I'm out the woods.
Now, is that a baby elephant, an elk, or a blue whale? A baby elephant, an elk, or a blue whale, Leroy? This one's hard. This one's hard, I gotta admit.
I'm gonna go blue whale. It was in between elk and blue whale.
Okay. And what made you go to blue whale?
Because I wanted to pick elk.
Okay. That's understandable. Not trusting your gut instinct has worked thus far, so I guess.
What can I trust? I don't know these noises, and I'm sitting here trying to logically come up with an answer.
Well, let us listen one more time as we determine.
I'm
All right.
Now, sir. I will say this.
Yeah.
It could very well be an elk because if it was a blue whale, wouldn't you hear some kind of water or something like
splash.
That?
That's what I was thinking. So do you
want... I thought all of that. And then I thought to myself, hey, dummy, you're making too much sense. Blue whale.
All right. The correct answer is... It is an elk. An elk with the upset at the end. Leroy. Did you see that one coming?
Yeah, I could see it. I was in between two. I was going to guess elk because I was like, that noise doesn't sound like it's over water.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait a minute, you've been wrong on all of these. Stop making. And so that's what made me change and go to blue whale.
It was valiant effort. I got you looking at the game plan. You're looking at the film, trying to figure out.
So right now I'm the Cleveland Browns. All right.
You're doing what you can.
But, I'm doing what I can.
Let me show you some of the honorable mentions. This one was going to be, is this an alarm of some sort or an animal? What are we even doing with that one?
What is that?
That is a piha. I don't know. It's a bird of some sort, I'm assuming. Look, that was one of the options that I was going to give you. And then another one called an Australian bustard, which I had no idea
Not to be confused with American bastard.
Yes, this is an Australian bustard. And also, that is a point, my friend.
Point for Leroy.
All right, check out
what
this.
The hell? Why they got these crazy? Some big balls.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
That's not.
Okay. I don't know if that is. But listen, this guy looks like he goes for fourth down every time. It don't matter. Hey,
somebody said, "Learn more about nature, stupid."
What? I'm like, no, man, these are weird animals.
Wait a minute.
Tell me what a bustard is.
Hey.
You intrigued? Like what you see?
No, I'm just saying, like, he got a shield. He got an automatic shield, like, for fighting.
I'm really not sure what this is. Or does it hold him back? Is it a pendulum? I don't know what's going on here. It's a very, very strange-looking animal, and it makes an even stranger noise, if I'm being
honest. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is he carrying something?
I don't know.
Because he just sat it down to say, look at my junk.
Just sat it down.
Right? He just
put it
sat
on the
it
table.
Down. Like, we're playing again. Watch. He just kind of, boom, plop it on the ground.
Let me see. Let me investigate this animal one more time. It does look strange. I don't know what it is. I cannot confirm. I don't like the way it dangles there.
I got to tell you.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that would be scared if a certain animal, like, would approach them.
Yeah.
We talk about if a leopard or, you know, one of them big tigers or a bear or something like that.
Yep.
I would think I would be more terrified by something I don't know what it is.
No, I agree.
So if this bird came at you, I don't know, even intangibles go, oh, look at the cute bird.
This big ball dinosaur? I don't want this guy coming after me. What is going on
That's
here?
Not even, I don't even know if that's, no. What is it?
It looks like a turkey, you know, what is that called, a talon? I don't know what that is. No, whatever.
No, talon is not.
What's the neck thing?
I don't know.
The gobble-gobble, I believe, is the scientific term. The gobble-gobble on this bird is huge.
It looks like he has a little contraption in the front of his body for snacks.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen. But it's as big as his body. It's crazy. Yeah, that is an interesting, what a interesting build there.
Oh, here you go. Dave looked it up because you didn't know what to look up.
Nope.
Males inflate a gallbladder sac throat pouch to produce deep, booming sounds for mating. By the way.
So
that's not a deep booming sound. Is he a baby bird?
No. That
because it would be like, that's not deep.
It didn't sound deep to you? Let's see. No.
Okay, there it is.
Yeah, that sounds pretty deep to me.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ladies, you better respond.
It would be terrifying.
Yeah.
Because how tall is that bird? He looks pretty tall.
He does look pretty tall. He looks tall. I've never heard of this bird prior to today. Australian bustard height. Oh, American bastard. Let's see. It is 3 feet. That's it. Reaches up to 4 feet tall, but... That's good.
Jay Feeks sent a picture. She said, "My welcome to Fort Lauderdale." She sends a picture of a bird.
All right. Well, that has been another riveting episode of Guess
Leroy Loses.
That. And hey, listen, you did good. You had a valiant effort. You got one this time. You thought of a new strategy, and for the most part, it was working out. Till it wasn't, unfortunately.
Yep.
Till it wasn't. But when we come back for the first time this year, we will announce who or what is dead to me right here on Tobin and Leroy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Time to bury some people. You're dead to me. Live on a Friday on the Tobin Leroy Show. Coming up after us in a few minutes, Alejandro Solana. Josh Chappelle, live from Lone Depot Park, where the Winter Classic is taking place tonight. New York Rangers undefeated in all outdoor hockey activity. Florida Panthers also undefeated in all outdoor hockey activity.
Somebody's O has got to go.
Somebody's O has got to go, so make sure you tune into the show if you want to know all things that will go. See what I did there? Had a little flow. Oh, no. Anyway.
That's about the last part of that is, yeah.
Let us get into You're Dead to Me.
You're Dead to Me.
Leroy, would you like to start? Would you like me to start? How do you feel?
I'll start.
All right, what you got?
As much as I would help anyone who wants to, you know, live healthier or start working out or whatever, the gym.
Oh, yeah.
In the beginning of the year,
ugh,
is dead to me. With all them people buying memberships.
You're dead to me.
And whatever.
Nah, it makes sense.
And so my workout got to be crowded because you starting a New Year's resolution that's going to last for 2 weeks. Stick with it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's very true. It is the trend every year. New year, new me. You get in there. And then, what, like, I'll say 3 weeks. I'll say a solid 3 weeks before it starts to get back to normal.
Yep. But you know what? That commitment ain't for the early birders. Like, I go to the gym at 6 in the morning, it'd be the same people. No new people.
Yeah.
You making that commitment in the evenings or after lunch?
Well, my dead to me.
You're dead to me.
Candidate for today. Is going to Mr. Stephon Diggs. Did you hear about Mr. Diggs' recent activity?
No, I know, but both of them seem to
both of them
have some issues.
Absolutely. A lot of off-the-field issues for the Diggs family. But the reason why I chose Stephon in particular is because I am just tired of seeing his face. I just don't think he's good enough for him.
Is he still with Cardi B?
Of course he's still with Cardi B. So
then that's why you're going to see him so much.
Every week we got an update on him and Cardi. How are him and Cardi? What about all his 14 other baby mom? Okay, that's probably messed up. That's probably accusing him of having too many baby mamas. Let's see. Stephon Diggs, baby mamas. It has to be a lot, right? Or am I just being stereotypical? Yes, that's what I thought. Several children with different women, and they all kind of simultaneously happen late 2025. with Cardi B being the most prominent, of course. But you know, now I'm getting updates on whether or not she's sitting. This might be Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift all over again. I'm getting updates on whether or not she's sitting on the sideline. I'm getting updates
from who? I ain't never watched a Bills game and they said, I wonder if Cardi B's here.
Well, he plays for the Patriots, so that could be why.
I mean, the Patriots.
Watching the wrong game. I totally get what you mean. But no, recently a video came out that it was too cold for Cardi, so they were FaceTiming from the front row. And before that, it was, are they still together? Or this?
But if they're putting it out there, you can always just not follow. It ain't on TV like when Taylor Swift goes to the game and they show her in the box all the time.
It's no Taylor Swift because it's not taking up national outlets. But if you watch on like a Bleacher Report or Bleacher Report Gridiron or Barstool or something like that.
Well, guess what?
Yeah.
That's why they're Bleacher Report.
Yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I still just
about the wrong stuff.
That and then now we
let them people go ahead on and do them.
Now he's out here choking out people allegedly. I don't know.
Now that's a whole nother issue.
You know,
that's a whole nother issue. But for real, like you get so worked up over it. I ain't never watched a Patriots game and said anything you said. Nor have I ever watched a Kansas City game and thought any of the other stuff that you think. I'm watching the football game. If they want to show somebody in the stands or whatever, then so be it. I'm still watching the football game.
Yahoo News. Cardi B and Stephon Diggs dating timeline. I don't care, dude. I don't care. He doesn't even have 1,000 yards this year. Sure, he's on a good team, but I'm just over it. I'm over Stephon Diggs if I don't hear anything more about Stephon Diggs because nothing's going to happen to him. Sure, they got.
I wouldn't have heard this about Stephon Diggs if you hadn't brought it up.
Yeah, you heard about it. You just blocked it because you're just so over.
I didn't block it.
Yeah, you blocked it from your brain.
I'm not as concerned with some of the things that you guys are.
Well, if you are concerned in the best professional hockey possible, then the Florida Panthers tonight take the ice against the New York Rangers. That is going to be a 8 p.m. puck drop live from Lone Depot Park. You are hearing me correctly. And that is where Alejandro Solana and Josh Appel are. They'll be taking over next. Jimmy is in the studio just to laugh at me, apparently, when Leroy makes very mean jokes. But nonetheless, you'll see. Give me about a month. I'll be handsome in a month. That's all I need.
All right.
This has been a inaugural episode of Tobin and Leroy in this 2026 year. I want to thank you for sticking by us and listening. Next Monday, Tobin returns, unless I got that wrong. Leroy, you'll be here as well, correct?
Yes, sir.
Jay Fig landed in Fort Lauderdale, had to fight a pigeon already. So
it just sounds crazy.
Strange. It's like they followed her. They knew she was back.
I know what you did today, DJ Fig. That's what y'all did, talking, walking back and forth.
She'll be back. Brittany, who I know took an extended run that you guys were very, very much vocal about. I'm sure she'll be back soon enough as well. Vlad got into a little car accident a couple days ago, but he's doing okay. He will be returning as well, which means I shall fade into the darkness again, and you will see me the next time these guys need a day off. But again, thank you for listening. Next up, Hockman and Crowder. You have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, Leroy.
You too.
And I will talk to you guys next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.